Eye on the Arctic. Views from the North. I'm Elish Quinn. Now, when we hear about community development or community development projects in Canada's North, we often focus on things like resource development and mining projects. But what about something like art? Well, a national fundraising campaign is underway to build a new cultural center in Cape Dorset. Now, that's an Inuit community located off Baffin Island in Canada's eastern Arctic territory of Nunavut that's become world-renowned for its artists and printmaking. Now, joining us to give us an update on the campaign and the importance of this project for the community is the mayor of Cape Dorset, Padlea Hiatsuk. Padlea Hiatsuk, hello.
Hello.
Now, let's first just tell some of our listeners, they may not be familiar sort of with the role of Cape Dorset and its artists in Canada and in the art world. So just tell us briefly about the importance of art and printmaking to the community, both in terms of the economics and the culture.
Yes, Cape Dorset is very well known for arts in the around the world. And, you know, there's carvings and printmakers and get a culture center here is really important for the community and the people around the world.
And we know Cape Dorset, the sort of iconic artists like Kinojawek Ashavak, artists like Jutai Tunu. I mean, there's a Shuvenai Ashuna. There's a whole roster of names that we're all familiar with. So tell us why this new cultural center, how is it going to help the community even further and the artists that are working in the community today?
Getting cultural center here would really help the artists here and also printmakers and carvers, because 30 plus years ago we asked for a cultural center here, and it hasn't happened yet. But now that we are working on it slowly, so this has been a long overdue. We have some artists here going back over the years. They wanted a cultural center here, and it hasn't happened, and some of them are not here anymore.
And how will the new culture center be different from what we see now when we go into Kinyite Studios?
If people come here, they, as we speak right now, there's a Cape Co-op print shop and, you know, the studio there. And we all know that it's old buildings now. And if we get a culture center here, they will see a big difference, brand new. We could see artifacts, old, new ones too, and it will be a huge, huge difference. You know, people would love to come over here more if we get a new culture center here.
And now tell us a little bit about this fundraising campaign. Now, I understand that you're going to be getting money from the federal government and from the territory, but there's also this other fundraising aspect of it going on. Tell us a little bit about how it works and how much the community is working towards or hoping to raise from the fundraising campaign.
Mm-hmm. We have the fundraising committees here. And they have been working really hard. We appreciate it where we are now at fundraising campaign. Of course, they have raised $1.4 million as we speak, and hopefully they will raise $3 million. That's a goal. And there's a lot of people involved in this fundraising campaign. We have some great, fantastic people involved here. We held a bingo here. We hope that the people will come and play bingo this evening, and somebody will win $10,000 for tonight.
And that's a good reason for people to come.
Yeah, people hope. I'm very sure people are interested, and we've been going on local radio about the Culture Center. We fundraising here in the community.
And then the last question I would have for you is, what's next for the community as we move? I understand the new center will be open in 2017, but what's next as you go forth in planning for this project and reaching your fundraising goals?
Like I said, we have some good people here, fundraising committee, and a lot of people all involved. And of course, Cape Dorset is really interested in getting a cultural center here, because every time I talk to people, and we need, they are really interested. We want to make it happen, and we're getting really close to it, and hopefully we'll come closer in the following year or two. It's been long overdue.
Well, Padle Ahiatsuk, thank you so much for taking some time to tell us about it today.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much for having me.